Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The highly acclaimed sexual health book, I Am Copacetic by Stitches, is his story of intimacy issues. His frustrations led to anxiety and panic attacks. He decided to fight back and win, and he did. Now, as he says, he's got game. He loves it, she loves it, and everything is copacetic. And that's the title of his book, I Am Copacetic. And author Stitches is with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I am glad to be here with you.
So much to talk about during the program. And Stitches, if you're going to be Googling, and we'll give you all the information on the book, is S-T-I-C-H-I-S. Book at Amazon, publisher of pageturner.us in their bookstore. We'll give you that as we go through the conversation. First of all, let's start with your background. Give us a little bit of background, and I understand you were born outside of the country and came to the U.S. Talk a little bit about your background.
Yes, I was born and raised in Ghana, West Africa.
Yes.
And, you know, all my education. So after my college education, after I graduated, I migrated to the U.S., and that was in 2003, and I've been living here ever since.
How old were you when you came here?
About 26, 27.
Okay, well, welcome to the country, and obviously you've done well here, and the book is doing well. Excellent reviews for I Am Copacetic. Stitches, S-T-I-C-H-I-S, is our guest on the program. Let's talk now about the background for the book. Before we even get to the idea for the book, when did you start having sexual issues, and how did they impact you?
From the very first time I ever had sex, I was not content because I will ejaculate sooner than I would prefer to. So, I mean, that was in my late teens. You know, I don't remember the exact year I was, but it was in my late teens, like maybe 18, 17, somewhere like that. So I was never content. I was never okay. I would always ejaculate sooner than, you know, I would prefer to. And I felt embarrassed. You know, I felt frustrated. I felt worthless, honestly. And this continued all through, you know, my life. I got married. My marriage did not work. I had the same problem. So, I mean, eventually, you know, I hit rock bottom, you know, with my divorce and everything. And I had to look in the mirror and say to myself, I need to fix this because I was not pleased with it. And so that's how, you know, I started facing the problem and looking for solutions, you know, to overcome.
Well, you talk about the frustration and the stress that you went through led to anxiety and panic attacks. Talk about that, because that problem sort of fed off of the problem, didn't it? It was not something that you could, on your own, work through. It was the more you worried about it, it sounds like the worse the problem get, or the longer the problem persisted.
Okay, so the frustration, the reality was that any sexual session ended abruptly. You know, I will ejaculate sooner than I wish. So now, I personally had no problem. I still don't, you know what I'm saying, as far as females. So now let's say I meet a female and they say they're coming over. The thought of us, you know, being intimate.
Yes.
Always gave me panic attacks. I would panic, like, because I knew what was about to happen. And I was scared to death. You know, I didn't want that to happen. I didn't want to ejaculate too quick. So just the thought of having sex at any moment would give me panic attacks. I would be just paralyzed with fear. And I hated that feeling. It just a torture that I don't wish on even my worst enemy. You know, so that's where that mental, you know, it's meant mental health, you know, to be precise, because it's so much torture, you know, just the thought of having sex, you know what I'm saying, gave me this, you know, paralyzing, you know, feeling in my whole body. And it's not a place I wish on, you know, any human being. It's not a good place at all.
You talk about ignorance being the root cause of these issues. Talk about that. And when you realize, okay, this is something that the ignorance of the issue and handling it probably is causing it, and I may be able to turn this around. Talk about the mental health part of that, the aspect, the ignorance part of that.
Okay, so the ignorance is that, so this problem continued until at the age of 30. I'm a Christian. I'm a born-again Christian. At the age of 30, I met Jesus Christ. I became born again. At that point, the reality of my experience with Jesus Christ, I came to realize that, oh, okay, so this Bible and all this born-again Christianity is real. It's not just something written in a book. It's real. So at that point, at the age of 30, I'm like, okay, so now I know that you, the Lord, you live in me and I live in you. Okay, so if my Father is perfect and I came out of my Father, why is it that I am full of mistakes when I came out of perfection? So logically, I'm like, so what's going on here? So now I read the Bible, and somewhere in the Bible it says that when the Holy Spirit comes into you, he will remind you, he will bring everything into remembrance. So I have communication with the Lord, and I'm like, why am I full of mistakes? Why do I keep making mistakes when I proceeded from you and you are so perfect? You are perfection, actually. And then he said, it's just because you have forgotten who you are. And all you need to do is to remember who you are. So I'm like, okay. It's rules. It's principles that you have forgotten. And so I started looking. He says, you know how to read. So just research and look and for the rules and the principles. And once you start living by them, you will become, you know, excellent and perfect. And you overcome, you know, this problem. So the ignorance is actually forgetfulness, that I had forgotten who I am, the rules that makes me perfect or makes me strong. Okay, so bringing into remembrance, once I remember the rules, that's knowledge replacing ignorance. Now I'm knowledgeable of the rules, of the principles. And once I started living by them, once I embodied, I brought to life, ignorance, you know, went away, and then knowledge became king in my body. And that's where the freedom is. I am copacetic now.
And that's the title of the book, I Am Copacetic. Stitches, Stichis, is the author. Book available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Also from pageturner.us in their bookstore, the publisher, Page Turner Press and Media. Talk about the moment, if there was one, where you hit rock bottom, where you're thinking, okay, this can't go on. I either sink or swim at this point. And you decided to fight back. Was there a particular moment when that happened to you?
Yeah. All my life, like I said, every sex session, I personally was not impressed. I was frustrated. I was embarrassed anyway. But my first, my wife, she said to me that having sex with you is like having sex with a child. Mm. Now, when she said that, I knew she was speaking the truth. And, you know, the truth hurts. But as much as hurtful as it was, I knew it was the truth. So there's no anger or bitterness, you know, towards her. It's the truth. And I appreciate her even saying it to my face. So that's when I'm like, okay, I will not live my life like this.
You know? Yes.
And I need to overcome, you know, this problem. And the good thing is that I met Jesus Christ, and then, you know, everything made sense. I realized, okay, this is the source of my power. This is the source. This is where I come from. I come from perfection. I come from knowledge. So if I do come from knowledge and I've forgotten who I am, all I need to do is to open myself to remember who I am and get the principles and the rules. And then, you know, I embody them. I became like an incarnate of these rules and regulations, and I started living by them on a daily basis. I don't compromise, you know. When it comes to these rules, I put them first. You know what I'm saying? The amount of sleep I get, the food I eat, you know what I'm saying? Everything that I put in this book, instructional, they are principles that I live by, that I don't compromise on them in any, under no circumstances.
The foundation is the faith. This is why this book is, I think, doing so well and resonating with so many people. And many people are in the position that our guest was, Stichis, S-T-I-C-H-I-S. The book is I Am Copacetic. Let's talk about the process. And was it a long process to get where you're to the point you are today, where you're satisfied and your partner is satisfied?
Yes, it took time. Once I started researching, you know, I drive for a living, you know, I do Uber. I used to do taxi, you know, I used to drive taxi before Uber came. So I've always been driving. I have no shame, no pride, nothing. I will ask my passengers, you know, young or old, male or female, I will tell them this problem. You know, and I'll ask, and nobody, you know, could give me an answer. I'll come home, I will Google, I will go on YouTube. You know, I kept researching until one day I'm watching somebody do an exercise, and during the exercise he's speaking, and he said something. He said just one sentence. And I'm like, okay, maybe this is what I'm looking for. And immediately I started practicing, and it was about the breath control, how to control your breath for stamina when you are doing exercise. So I started doing the exercise right here in my room, and I realized the difference, and I held on to that, you know, and use the same principle in intimacy, and I realized, you know what I'm saying, this works. And so I held on to that, and then, you know, the sleeping, the amount of sleep I get came in, and everything else. So I started working on it, and it took time. I don't know how long exactly, but a couple of years, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And everything came together, and now I can do it over and over. You know, it's not a fluke, you know what I'm saying? I repeat it, so I know I had mastered it. So along the way, I always put everything in, you know, I jot everything down, because this is a place I never wanted to go back into, that darkness. It's like a prison. I never wanted to go back. So the keys, the principles, I jotted them down along the way until I became perfect and I was fully satisfied. I am copacetic. And then I'm like, okay, now, you know, I feel good. This is what I want. This is how I want it. And I got it exactly how I want it. All expectations met. Copacetic.
I Am Copacetic is the name of the book. Stichis is the author and our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's S-T-I-C-H-I-S. Book at Amazon, the usual places, pageturner.us in the bookstore. They are the publisher of the book. Let's talk, we have a few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about your decision to write the story. Were you very open about who you were, what you were going through, where you are now, what you were going through, and the dramatic changes for you and your partner? How difficult was it, a decision to write the book and to go back and relive some of these experiences?
Oh, I didn't, I did not even plan to write a book, honestly. what I did was the place, that darkness, that torture, I never wanted to return to that place. So the moment I started having progress or, you know, solutions, I would jot it down. For my own sake, I did it for myself because I never wanted to forget again. So I jotted it down. So now, when I became perfect, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, mastered it. Now I can do it anytime. It's just, I am, you know, these principles. So I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, okay, I might not be the only person suffering this issue.
Yes.
There may be somebody out there or a lot of people out there. I don't know. But even if there's one person out there, it is worth putting this notes that I made in my diary, putting it in a book and publish it, even if it's for one person. So that's what I did. So the book, I put it in the form of a book that we have today, I Am Copacetic. I Am Copacetic is exactly how I feel. I am fully satisfied with myself, and that's exactly what the title is. I put it in a book and publish it just because I will feel like a wicked person if I kept this information to myself.
Again, and with so many so many people out there looking for answers, and you have answers here, and it's interesting. The you know, this worked for you, right? What kind of feedback are you getting from other people? For you, this worked. What are you getting feedback on the book?
Not a lot. It's funny because in my attempt to, you know, like when I speak with friends, and the way I feel about this problem, being a one-minute man, surprisingly, some people experience the same thing, and they don't feel embarrassed or frustrated. Some do. I realize that. Okay, that's no problem. For me, I know my standard, and I know, you know, what I want for myself. I got it. I put it, my second job or responsibility morally is to put it in a book and make it available for whoever, you know, everybody and their expectation, what they expect for themselves. I'm not here to tell anybody what to expect for your own self. But if you experience this problem and you feel embarrassed and frustrated, then there are solutions. Now, you don't have to be the same way. You don't have to sleep the same 10 hours that I sleep every day. You don't have to eat the same food that I eat. Because I eat mostly like plant-based food just for my general health.
Yes.
That's what makes me feel. Yes. Now, you choose whatever you eat, you know what I'm saying? But your health, yes, physically, is a part of this. The amount of sleep you get has direct effect on your energy. For me, it takes 10 hours of sleep every day. For you or the whoever it is, I don't know, but I'm just letting you know that your sleep has a direct effect on your physical health.
And all of this is in Stitch's book, I Am Copacetic. A minute or so here, I want to talk because it sounds like this not only made a dramatic impact on your sex life, but your overall health, your overall well-being. Talk about that, the impact this has had on just basically you feeling better about yourself. That really turned your life around, it sounds like.
Yes, exactly. I mean, everything, every aspect of my life. First, my emotion is perfect because the center of me, remember, earlier on I said my relationship with my Father in heaven, Jesus Christ. So the center of me is forgiveness. I don't hold any grudge with any human being, none. So when I lay down to sleep, I sleep like a baby because it's just me. I don't carry anybody along with myself. So that is number one. Emotionally, I am perfect because of forgiveness. Physically, I eat plant-based food. And that makes me, you know what I'm saying, I'm physically fit and perfect.
Yes.
So that's where, so my general health is excellent. It's, you know what I'm saying, I'm 46 now. I feel stronger than in my 20s. I do things now that even in my 20s I couldn't do because I was ignorant in my 20s. Now I am knowledgeable. And so this knowledge, these rules, these principles made me, you know what I'm saying, cope. I said it. And that's for the rest of my life. I hold on to it. I hold on to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I intend to be copacetic. And I wish every man out there will be copacetic.
I mentioned in the beginning the highly acclaimed sexual health book. It's an overall health book, a well-being health book that Stitches has done. And again, I am copacetic, Stitches, S-T-I-C-H-I-S. A pleasure having you on the program, a book that's going to be so helpful in a number of ways for many people in the audience. Thank you for being with us on the program. It's been a pleasure to have you, and thank you for sharing and how you turned your life around with this.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Stitches, S-T-I-C-H-I-S. The book is I Am Copacetic. You'll find it wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, of course, and the publisher, pageturner.us, in their bookstore. And you can find it by going to our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and today's program continues right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.